You say hello.
Hey, everyone.
Appreciate another opportunity to be here. But we desire your prayers tonight.
Yes.
It's kind of hard for me to figure all this out. It ain't been long ago I left off the job. And I gave 2 hours to get here to be in service. How you figure that out for me, I don't know. But it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these things work. But I'm thankful that the Lord made it possible for us to be here. Brother John and his family came with us. We appreciate that. Sacrifice.
Yeah.
And we thank the Lord that you all have made it possible for us to be here.
Thank the Lord.
But we want to be faithful to the Lord in everything He tells us to do.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there thinking, I don't hardly be home anymore. I've only been home about 33 days out of this year. That's very little.
Yeah.
But when I got saved, and the Lord saved me, I told Him whatever He had for me to do, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I still mean that.
Amen.
And I realize more and more as we're in the service of the Lord, the devil is going to try to destroy us.
Yeah.
And as I look around at this congregation, I don't see some of the faces I used to see.
Yeah.
And that tells me something. The devil is out to destroy every man, woman, boy, or girl that endeavors to live for God. And we need to get it fixed in our mind. If we're going to heaven, you're going to have to fight for it. We can't sit down by the wayside and expect this thing to just be a casual Christian. We won't make it being a casual Christian. And the scripture tells us, don't think it strange that the fiery trial is going to try you. As though some strange thing is happening to you. Because it lets us know that we're in a battle. And if we could see the enemy in a sense like they did back of old, Herod and some of those fellows, and you say, well, you love God, you go out by the way there and somebody cut your head off, I guess it wouldn't. I don't know whether it be bad, at least you know where you're going to get your head cut off at.
Yeah.
But dealing in our time today is even more because of the fact of we're dealing in the mental thing. The devil is trying to destroy our mind and destroy our faith and destroy everything he can. If any individual that say they love God. I got a thought that the Lord gave me along the way. And I want to share it with you. And as we was coming over here just a little bit ago, about 100 miles before we begin to touch down, the thought came to me. And we want to share it with you over in the 3rd chapter of Revelation. Someone can help us read from verse 1 through 6, please. I don't come with no new doctrine, but I come with the word of the Lord to help us. By the help and grace of God to help us to be stirred in our hearts and souls.
Yes.
Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write.
Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write.
These things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God.
These things saith he that hath the
7
spirits of God.
Seven stars. I know thy works.
I know thy works.
Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead.
One thing I want to insert here, if I can. In reading the scriptures, I try to take time out to recognize 3 things to help me in our reading and looking to the word of the Lord. One is, who's doing the talking?
Yeah.
Two, what she's talking about. three, who is he talking to?
Yes.
If we can keep these three things focused in our minds, as we look into the Word of the Lord, we'll get a little bit more understanding in who's talking, who he's talking to, and what he's talking about.
Yes.
Now notice here, he said, I'm writing here to the church. So we believe here now he's talking to church folks.
Yes.
All right, read on now.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain.
That are ready to die.
That are ready to die.
For I have not found thy works perfect.
And I have not found thy works perfect, what?
Before God.
Before God.
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard.
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard.
And hold fast. And repent.
If therefore thou shalt not watch,
I will come on thee as a thief.
I will come on thee as a thief.
Thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon
thee. Thou shalt not know what hour I shall come. Read.
Thou hast a few names even in Sardis.
Now thou hast a few names even in Sardis.
Which have not defiled their garments.
Which have not defiled their garments. Hold it right there. That's where I want to rest a little bit. Thank you. I know I said from 1 to 6, but I want to deal with the thought of there's a few names that haven't defiled their garments. When the Lord gave me this thought, I think I was maybe down in Florida, and at that time he began to give me this and began to materialize in my mind and my heart and begin to look into it. But I'm thinking today, may God help you and I. There's a few names. And I thought about the thought here. Few. You know everybody that says, I'm going to heaven and not going to make it? Everybody that sets up the maternity rate for our beginning Christians is real high. Everybody that starts out don't finish. Simply because they let something get in the way between here and there. And the scripture says to you, here's the condition in the Word of God that we're looking at, that the Lord is dealing with here and dealing with the church. He said that is a few names. In spite of all and what goes on, you're going to have some consecrated folks that's really going to live for God. And you're going to have some that's just going to let the devil just going to work on them and work against them and cause them to lose out with God. I don't know why. Jesus said himself, he said, when I return, shall I find faith upon the earth? I tell you, the Lord himself said that. If he said it, then it makes me wonder. Lord, if you say, will you find faith upon the earth when you return, it's going to help me to know it's going to be a few folks.
Yes.
Now, it depends upon you and I who are in that few. It depends upon you and I how much we love God. I'm finding out now, most of the places you go, a lot of folks don't follow instructions like they used to. A lot of folks now, you'll get out and you'll spend sleepless nights and you'll give out instructions and you'll work with folks and you'll pray with them and you'll stay up practically all night long to deal with them and give them counsel and work with them. And I guarantee you, you're not going to have everybody that's going to follow that. See, it's only going to be a few that really will follow that kind of a counsel, and those are the ones that really love God. The scripture said over in Matthew, the 7th chapter down around verse 21, he said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, unto me shall enter into the kingdom of God. But there are some that will do the will of God. Those are the ones that's going to end up making it. May God help you and I. Few. What do you get out of the word few? How many is few? That's quite a few, isn't it? And Jesus, I asked somebody one time, I said, now, what is the statistics, as far as you and I know, of the world population? Somebody said maybe up around 7 billion, maybe somewhere or another. I don't know altogether, but I'm going to tell you something. If 1% it's a few compared to our population. And the scripture says, on the other hand, it says many are going in to destruction. Now, if the Lord says many, brother, it's going to be a lot of folks that's going to end up losing their souls. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, unto me. Don't you know it's going to be more than you and I have to do to just say, I love God. We're going to have to prove it on every hand. And we're going to have to prove it in our daily living for God. You know, the devil laughs at many folks many times because we just sit back sometimes and say, I love God. And then he comes in and gives us a big battle and we don't know what way to turn. Oh, may God help us. May the Lord deal with us and work with us. My thoughts tonight is, Lord, help us. Help me, Lord. Help you, Lord, to be in that view. And it's going to take everything you and I have to get into that pew and stay grounded. I'll tell you, if you give me 10 consecrated saints of God in one place that will follow straight instructions, that will follow the straight word of God, I'll show you how many thousand can two put to flight? You multiply that times two. And look how many devils over you. You. I don't know what you're going to think about this thought. But as I look through the scriptures, even over here in this reading that we're reading, he says there are a few names. In spite of all of those that it may have turned around, may have looked another way, have got their own minds, got their own thoughts, and what they want to do and how they want to do it, he said, I got a few names. Haven't defiled their bones. I don't know about you, but as I travel over the country, I'm hearing a lot of things and seeing a lot of things. And I told somebody one time, I said, if I didn't know this was the truth and didn't know that this was what God had given me down in my soul, I'd have been gone somewhere. But I can't believe. I know this is what God showed me. I know this is true. I know what else is out there. I've been around out there. And I know that this is the truth. So you may look at it and say, I wonder what's happening. I'm going to tell you what's happening. The devil is trying to destroy everyone that don't want to live for God. But I'm here to tell you this evening, by the grace of God, that this is true. Oh, and I ain't afraid of it. Oh, this is true, folks. We wouldn't have to fight so hard if it wasn't. If we was already in the devil's clutches, why would he fight us so hard? When I was drinking alcohol and running around, I tell you, the devil didn't have to fight me as hard. All he had to do was get up and tell me to go and do it. But I'm having one of the hardest battles I've ever had to fight in my life. Right through here. So I don't have to look around and say, what's happening? I know what's happening. Yes. Jesus is on the way. Yes. I know what's happening. Oh, yes. And he's coming back for the few. Yes. The faithful few. I'm going to say this. And my encouragement been across the country to folks seem like this year is that you and I get in a settled place and get our hearts rooted and grounded in the truth and dig for God like we never dug for him before. Yes. We're going to need him now more now than ever. If you don't, you'll be discouraged. Yes. If you don't, you're liable to hear something to shake you in your shoes.
That's right.
Amen. Lord, help us. Yes. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. And may God help you and I this evening. The thing that we hear, the thing that you and I go along and maybe the devil bring along, the best thing I can do with that is say, Lord, that's too great for me to handle. I want you to deal with that. I got to keep going. I know this is the right way.
Amen.
I get to digging into that and trying to look into that, and then I get myself all messed up in it. No, I got to keep moving.
Yes.
I got a few names that does not defile their garments. Few.
Yes.
St. Matthew. 7th chapter. Quoted some of that. Begin reading at verse 13.
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
Now, enter you in at the straight gate.
A wide is the gate.
Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Now the scripture said many there be go in thereat.
Yes.
Many folks are going that way. Read on now.
Cause
straight is the gate.
Narrow
is the way that leadeth unto life. It's not going to be but a few folks that find this way. It's not going to be but a few folks that determine to go this way. It's not going to be but a few folks that's going to make up their mind in hardship, in the right, in the perplexed time, that's going to decide, Lord, I've chosen to follow you. I'm endeavoring to go all the way without husband, without wife, without children, whoever turn against you. I am determined to follow you all the way. It's not going to be but a few folks. It's not going to be but a few folks that's really going to get a hold of God and ready to consecrate the whole life to the Lord and go all the way, turn everything loose, and say, yea, Lord.
Yes.
It's not going to be but a few folks going to put their all in this.
That's true.
Ananias and Sapphira in the whole midst of the whole thing. When everybody was, the Holy Ghost was working and people were being saved, and you saw what happened to them, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, they had a mind. I had a mind to go. But when it comes down to reality, they begin to kind of draw back. And here, I'm going to tell you something. When you and I begin to draw back from God, I don't know about you, but I know the minimum requirement for being saved, you've got to quit the sin business.
Yes, right.
And when I came to God, I confessed my sins to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I will follow you wheresoever you lead me. I don't know about you. That's a minimum requirement for being sanctified. You have to consecrate your all. If you and I don't consecrate our all to God, we will not be sanctified. Did you know it? You can't, I can't be sanctified from God until we put our all. When the perfect price is paid, the poet says, God will send the holy fire. Everything has to be put on the altar, including me and you. Anything shorter than that, you and I will not be able to get the Spirit of God living in us.
That soul.
Not many folks are willing to pay the full price, don't you know? It's not many folks are willing to deny themselves and go this way that we're talking about. We're talking about few. Few that be that find it. Why? Because straight is the gate. And I want you at times to look up that word. No doubt you probably have, but I want to bring it to your attention again. This word straight means strict.
Yes.
It means discipline.
Yes.
It means you and I bringing ourselves under a place that God can use us and work with us to His glory. And that you and I, John said one time when he come on the scene, he said, I must decrease so that He may increase. Who is he talking about? The Lord is the only one to be seen in our lives. Few. You ever had anybody to stir you up? Really get under you? Some people say your skin. That's getting close, isn't it? That's getting close when they get under your skin. Kind of make goose pimples pop out on you. I don't like what you did. You know who that is when that happens like that. That's me and you. That's me and you don't like that. And if we're not careful, we'll do something about it. Phew. Straight is the gate that leads to life. And few there be that find it. Some folks seem to think, oh, preacher man, you don't have to do all of that to make heaven. I differ with you. You and I will not be able to live a casual Christian life and please God. We never can do it. It never has been done. It's always been blood, sweat, and tears when it comes down to living for God. You and I can't live. year of casual Christian life and go along as nothing ever happens. When the battle gets hot, it's going to bring some tears. When the battle gets hot, it's going to bring some heartaches. I told my children the other day, I ain't never in my life seemed like the preacher's children ought to be the best children in the world. I differ with you. It seems like I don't know what's happening. It's the devil, don't you know it? It's the devil that's trying to destroy the ministry. It looks like the preacher's children is the one you've got to cry all night for. I got some. I know I tried my best to teach them and pray with them and sing to them and pray when they're sleeping, touch the bed when they're in the bed, sleep. Lord, deal with this boy.
Yes.
And look like the devil. Told my son here the other day, I said, son, when you was about 5 years old, you was one of the fellows that helped me pass down tracks. Did you know it? I said, I'll give you a bunch of tracks when he wouldn't take them from me and send you down to the apartment complex and you would come back empty-handed. You passed out everyone.
Yeah.
Now, the first time I heard him pray the other day in a long time, I said, son, what's happening? He said, Daddy, I knew I needed to be saved. Yes, you knew it, but I'm going to tell you something. May God help you and I. It's only going to be a few folks. I'm going to tell you, if you got to go without your children, you got to move on.
Yeah.
Sound pretty hard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But folks, we're in the closing out of time.
That's true.
And I don't know how you realize it. And I don't know, sometimes we see the sun rise and the sunset, and maybe we just figure that's going to be that way for a while. But if you look around at the scriptures closer, if you look around at our environment closer, if you look around at our high authorities closer, and you see the things that are happening, the things that are taking place, and I'll tell you, the Lord is soon to come. Yet folks are going along like it's nothing is going to happen. And if you and I are not careful, you know what we'll do?
Yeah.
We'll begin to take our part with the saints. And we'll begin to say a word, God. Why the Lord didn't answer my prayers when I called on Him? He didn't answer me on Tuesday, and so I had to do something else. Can you see what I'm talking about? If the Lord don't answer us when we think He ought to answer us, oh, it's going to only be a few that's going to be able to wait on God.
Yes,
it's going to only be a few that's going to really lay down and wait on God. Peter.
Yes.
Read on.
Beware of false prophets.
Come to you in sheep clothing.
Inwardly they are ravening
wolves.
You shall know them.
By their fruit. Give us some kind of advertisement, didn't he? Give us something we can know the false prophet when he comes. See? I don't believe we're going to have any problem with the false prophet. I believe if somebody come in here and get up in this pulpit and preach something that you don't agree with, you'll hurry up on to sit him down. You'll hurry up, that thing won't sound wrong to your ear. And it won't be long for you look at Brother Taylor and look at Brother Taylor and tell him, say, brother, you better do something about that, brother. And he's going to have to say, brother, I wish you would take your seat. Something's going to happen. So we ain't worried about the false prophets altogether. But I'm going to tell you something. The little foxes that spoil the vines, here's the things that you and I are going to have to pay close attention to. The little lack of faith. The little thing that we, you and I, just, well, I tell you, I'm getting disgusted waiting around and getting tired along the way. You ever got tired and had to sit down? Yes, I have. I've gotten so tired I had to sit down, and when I sit down, I had to just cool off. It's gotten hot and tired. But I'm going to tell you something. When it comes down to living for God, we can't afford to get tired. We can't afford to get hot and just frustrated along the way and begin to give it up.
That's right.
I don't know what you think about this, but you think about it as we try to share our hearts with you.
Yes.
Read on.
For men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles.
All right.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit.
Yes.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Read on.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire.
Read on, sister.
Wherefore by their fruit you shall know them.
Wherefore by their fruit you should know them.
Yeah, everyone that saith unto
me. Now here's the part that I say that many times, I don't know about you, but this really deals with my mind when we read this. He said, not everyone that say. Now, many times, I don't know, maybe sometimes folks will think that we're talking about sinners out here, you're talking about Babylon somewhere or another, but I'm thinking right down in the midst of you and I this evening.
Yeah.
Not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, unto me, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But it goes on to say something else. What it says. But you see the difference now? You see the difference of the few that's going to make it? He said, but he that doeth the will of God. That's the important thing. Jesus is coming back for those that have done the will of the Father. He's not coming back to receive you and I just because we carry a name. He's not coming back to receive you and I because we made a start and got tired along the way. He's coming back for the faithful few that is willing to go all the way with God, that is willing to lay down their life and willing to be stepped on, willing to be persecuted, willing to go all the way and still have the love of God in their heart. Oh, without a companion, without the children. Don't you know, my sister, I want you to remember her in prayer. I thought about her the other day. I was down in Florida and she had gotten ill and somebody seemed to think she got cancer. And I told them, I said, well, I'm not going to accept that fact until the Lord showed me that. But I'll tell you this, we begin to work with her. But while I was down in Florida, her children gathered all around and told her, said, Mama, he said, if you don't do something for yourself, we're going to take you down and have it done. And she said, if you do, I said, when you get there, you'll need to see the doctor. Glory to God. I'm telling you something. You and I are going to have to stand against children when they want to take us down and have something done. Oh, may God help you and I, folks. She said, when you get there, you'll need to see him. Glory to God. She sent me a quick message. She said, I think you better hurry and come home. Oh, glory. I'm going to tell you something. Her husband is not saved, but her husband stood right there beside her and said, leave her alone. I want you children to get out of here and leave her alone. She wants to look to God, you leave her alone. Well, he held out about as long as he could, and the Lord blessed us to get in. And I tell you, the Lord has been bringing her back to good health, and we appreciate the Lord. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's only going to be a few when you look at death right in the face that are willing to go through. You and I can say, well, I'm going to trust God through death. How you know? How you know? Yeah, they never knocked for you yet. How you know? See what I'm talking about? We can say a lot of things, but if you and I don't purpose it in our heart, I thought about the three Hebrew boys. He said, and if not, if he don't do anything else for me, I still love him. I still love him. And I still want to trust him. Praise be to God. Had a man, I heard a man sing a song. He said the doctors had to give him 6 months to live one time, and another time they gave him another time to live, and he said, I've lived 9 months past that time. And then he made the record after he began to talk, telling his testimony. He said, everybody living got to die. I guess he realized he got to die one time too. May God help you and I. Listen, folks, when it comes down to you and I living for God, it's going to take more than you and I saying, I love God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in a place where, maybe you have, seemed like the answers wasn't coming from nowhere.
Yeah.
And you can feel the presence of the devil in the room. You can feel death hanging around the windows. And then you see other folks looking on, saying, where is your God? What you going to do now? Oh, hallelujah. I'm having it reserved in my heart and resolved, Lord, this is the way. This is the way to go. Few. Ain't but a few folks that are going to find this way. It's not going to be but a few folks that's willing to go this route.
Yes.
Devil told me one time, said, you can die. I said, that's the only way to get to heaven. Flesh and blood only.
That's true.
And you got to die and be able to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. You. Straight is this gate. And I want to say to you tonight, and I walked in and heard some of the testimonies going forth, and I want you to strengthen your very soul right in some of those testimonies, because that's what you're going to need. I tell you, you can say, you and I can say, I won't turn back on God. By the grace of God, I'm endeavoring to press the battle on. And I'm going to tell you, the only way that you can stay faithful and true is to get yourself involved with God like never before. To get involved with God is the only way you and I are going to be able to stay faithful.
That's right.
If we don't, you know we're going to drag our feet.
Yes.
If you don't, you know you're going to get tired.
That's all.
If you don't, you know you're going to listen to people as they talk along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Read on. Let's read a little bit more of this.
Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord.
Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. Now, you know, I thought about this. Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? Now, Brother Edwards was teaching the Sunday school class down one Sunday in Florida, and we began to get a thought out of this, and as he was thinking, and we were always inserting our thoughts, and we said something about the Lord knows everybody.
Yes.
He said, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? Read on. What else did he do?
And in thy name have cast out devils.
And in thy name have done wonderful works. And what did he say?
And then
he was saying to them, I never knew you. What is he talking about here? What does it mean, I never knew you? God knows everybody. What he's talking about is that intimacy that he wanted with them individuals, he never had it. And that's what he's talking about. I never knew you as one that would trust me and live for me. I never had that kind of relationship with you. I never knew you. God is desiring a relationship with his people. Always had. Always wanted that kind of relationship with the children of Israel. Back there, or in the wilderness, he wanted that kind of relationship. Right up to the present day, he wants that relationship with his people. And if you and I will allow anything else to get in between me and God, then that caused God to have to withdraw. Because something gets in between us. Phew. It's more to it than to say I love the Lord, folks.
Yes.
Sister Sanders said one time, she said, Brother, you know what I'm finding out? Many folks don't love the Lord like they say.
Yes.
We can come up with all kinds of excuses.
Yes.
As to why I do what I do. And we can put the blame on many folks as we want to put the blame on. We can blame you for my faults.
Yes.
Good to blame somebody, huh? That's the way folks said, well, blame somebody and take it off you. But you know, the Lord is not like that. The Lord's going to deal with you according to the way you live and deal with me the way, the same way I do. I wonder how many blames on you, brother. You ever thought about it? Brother Taylor's are responsible.
Yes.
Brother Taylor, you the cause. But when it comes down to decision making, I guarantee you got quite a few like to make decisions. When the thing falls through, it's Brother Taylor. Go to see him. He live on Chestnut Street. Glory to God! Go over there and check with him. He can tell you about it. Oh, but why can't we stay up and say, I'm the man, I'm the fella that helped make that decision. Brother Taylor ain't had nothing to do with it. I'm the fella that made the decision, and then we talk to him later about it. Oh. is only going to be a few folks.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I dealt with an individual one day. And they probably had kept me up about half the night. And I stopped. You can't do me this way, they said. I said, you can't do me this way. You're killing me. I'm staying up all during the night and working with you and trying to deal with you, and you're not taking nothing. I'm saying, every time I try to bring something to you, you got your own, boy.
Yeah.
Well, go on, do it the way you say you're going to do it, the way you got it already formulated in your mind. What I say don't make a difference anyway. But no, you're the minister, and you got to stay up. I said, you watch my back porch as I leave out this door. Glory to God, I don't have time for foolishness like that. If somebody wants to stay up all night and do what they're instructed to do, I'll stay right with it. But I'll tell you, when it comes down to dealing with the things of God and you don't want to deal with it, somebody said, patient, brother. Oh, I'll tell you, may God help us. Sometimes I believe we go farther than what God intends for us to go. My little nephew at home, he said, Aunt, we're going to make it happen. And I think that's a lot of times what we're doing. We're making things happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have to let the Lord lead us.
That's true.
You take a man that really loves God and really want to follow instructions, it don't take all night to give him instructions. It don't take all night, brother, to give him instructions. It's only going to be a few folks that are really willing to follow instructions and live according to the Word of God. Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
10 folks was leopard over there. Jesus healed all 10 of them. How many come back to your preach? 1 out of 10? Quite a statistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
1 out of 10? Would you say in our society today that is a close number? How many beginning Christians will make it? 1 out of 10? Lord help us.
Yes.
Something to think about it.
Amen.
What can I do? What can you do to see that you make it?
Yes.
Involve yourself with God.
Yes.
Get down to business. It's time to get down to business with God.
That's
true. Yeah. Well, why is it that this way don't seem to be so charming, sister? Why is it that this way don't seem to be so charming to folks? I'll tell you, maybe if you can do like you want to do and go to the place that you want to go and still wear the name of a Christian, I'll tell you, a lot of folks will be willing to go this route with you now. But all this way don't seem to be so charming, because the thing that God requires of a Christian, I'll tell you, may God help you and I. There's only a few folks that are willing to be. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Begin reading at verse 7. Wait a minute. Did you hear that? Here's a man that says whatever was gained to him, he counted what? Lost. For who?
Christ.
Now, Lord, help us here. Now, we're going to see an example here of what it's going to take and the determination it's going to take for you and I to be pleasing to God in that number we call he. Notice, what things were gained. You know, in this world of day we're living in, we're going to gain a lot of things. But he said, I counted them as lost for Christ. Not me. Not you. But I counted them lost for Christ. pretty good.
Yeah.
Read them.
Wait a minute.
Didn't he say doubtless? He didn't have no second thought about it. He didn't sit down no doubt and let the devil deal with his mind, should I do it or shouldn't I? He knew what he wanted.
Yeah.
He knew what his eyes was focused on. He knew that he wanted to win Christ. And it would have cost everything he had. That's what it's going to cost to win him. It's still costing everything to win Jesus. Don't you know that? Listen, he said, I count it as a loss to win Christ.
Yeah.
Few now. I want us by the grace of God. Lord, am I in this number? Lord, tonight, I want you to help me to realize, yes, I can say I love God, and I can start out, but it's going to take something deeper than that. It's going to take a deeper consecration than that. I tell folks, when you come down in order to pray, pray through, get you something different.
Amen.
This is where it all begins.
Yes.
This is where it all begins. It's too many folks that come bypass the altar. Notice I said bypass. They come bypass the altar and shed a few tears and get up and walk away and just a short matter of time deceived and fell by the wayside or in stony places. But oh, it's not but a few where the seed falls among good soil.
Yes.
You show me a heart that when a seed falls on good soil, and I'll show you an individual love God.
Yes, sir.
Won't give you no trouble.
Amen.
You hear me now? He'll keep you up at night.
Yeah.
Brother, what does this scripture mean? Brother, I want you to pray with me.
Yeah.
Day doubts. Read.
I count
all things but loss to win the excellent seed of Christ. Now, wait a minute, folks. How much I love God? To win the excellent seed of Christ, everything I am and hope to be, I count it as loss. To win Jesus. When you saw the girl of your eye, you ready to sell out? Huh? You ready to, yes, sir. Look at you. Ready to sell out. She said, wash dishes. Help her when you were helped to wash dishes. You'd have done everything. Huh? I know when I met mine, I was cooking for her daddy. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to win everybody. Huh? I went over and I bought the food and cooked it. And I cooked the meal and when he ate, he said, this is all right. And I was back in my mind and said, all right, got the dad going. Got the dad going, now I want the mom. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We would do those kind of things. I wanted to win her. I wanted to win the love of the parents because I like that daughter. If he said, come here, chop wood, I'd have cut the whole tree down.
Yeah.
Folks, you know what I'm talking about. Now, if I can do that in a natural sense, why can't I do something for Jesus now? I want to win him, Lord.
Amen.
Whatever he tells me to do,
yeah,
whatever instructions I'm given, I want to follow those.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I was in West Virginia. And I talked to the young children there, and I said to them, I said, you know, the Lord, this is a blessing to have a Christian school. And I said, let me see all the hands of those that love the Christian school, and some of them raised up two hands. I looked around. I said, that's all right. I said, now, show me how many of you follow instructions, and nobody raised their hand. You know, if you ask that in the congregation, how many of you is following straight cold instruction? Hold it.
That's so.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
But yet, I love God.
Yes.
How many of us are following instruction, can take an instruction and go with it? Huh? Without looking back and saying, well, why I got to do this? I don't know about this brother here. telling me, I don't understand it. I'm not going to do it until I see it. Come on now, folks. How many of us? How many of us can follow a straight instructions as from the Lord? Huh? He said, do it as unto the Lord. Ooh, that gets pretty close, doesn't it? We're talking about we love God now. We know it's getting pretty close. See? I know the meeting's been hot. I'm sure it's been hot. We've been praying and it's been going right along. Now ask Lord, Lord, help it to keep burning. Huh? Help it to keep burning. I want you to keep that thought in mind as we go over this part. I love God.
Yeah.
I love God. Now, I want us to weigh it out in the scale in our minds and hearts. How much do I love God? See? Am I willing to count everything as done for the excellency of Christ? I want to win Him. I want to know about Him. Read on.
Whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
And count them as dung. That I may win Christ. I want to think about that a minute. It's not but a few folks want to go this route. It's not but a few folks don't feel you got to do all of this. See, I've been hearing lately, oh, you don't have to do all that. I think y'all missed it. No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I know we have not missed it. Amen. Anything that I hold on to that is hard for me to turn loose, I've been looking at. Anything that I'm holding on to is hard for me to turn loose that I may win Christ, I've been looking at. It shouldn't be nothing that I can't turn loose for Christ. Now, if there's something wrong with that, you better tell me something then. Amen. It shouldn't be nothing. I'm going to say it again. To win Christ, I don't want to hold on to anything that's going to hinder me from winning. Paul said, doubtless, I count him as dumb to win the excellency of Christ. That meant more to him than anything in the world. Read on now. Watch this. Here's what the problem. And being found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Lord, help us. You know, we can think we're right about a thing.
That's true.
And Sister Santa said, be dead wrong.
Yeah.
Be dead wrong. Because the attitude I took and the way I handled it.
Yeah.
You ever had somebody do you wrong and you had to go back and say you were sorry? You know what I'm talking about? They done you wrong. And you had to go back and say you sorry. What you saying you're sorry for? Because my attitude wasn't right when you did me wrong. I didn't handle you right when you done me wrong, so I got to say I'm sorry. See what I'm talking about? They did you wrong, and you got to go and say, please forgive me. I was dealing with an individual one time and went to visit with him, and seemed like I gotten over there and we had planned to do some things and somebody else come from out of town was visiting with him and they forgot all about me and left me there, and I seemed like the old devil said, you just spent your money for nothing to come this way. So then when I got back home and I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call them and let them know that I just didn't appreciate what happened. I called them and I let them know, and I said, I'll tell you, I just didn't like the way he did me. They say, well, I'm going to forgive you. You gonna forgive me for what? Say for the way you took it. Glory to God! I'm forgiving you for your attitude. I said, Lord, help me, right?
Yes,
Lord.
See?
Yes. Oh, folks, it ain't gonna be but a few folks
that's
gonna find this way.
That's true.
Because it's straight and it's narrow, sister. It's what God requires of us. We can't take nothing out of this world to go over into the spiritual realm. We can't take nothing but our soul.
Amen.
Only thing that's going to make it. All right, read on. Look for it.
And
be found in him not having mine own righteousness, as of the law read.
But that is which is through the faith of Christ.
Read on now.
Now
notice what he's saying. I appreciate how Paul goes on to say that I may know him.
And the power of his resurrection.
You know his power in his salvation?
Yes.
Do you know his power in this thing?
Yes, thank the Lord.
Power that you and I have never experienced some of it yet.
That's all right.
If you and I as a people will humble our hearts before God and go for God with everything we have. Our life, our soul, our mind. The scripture said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. And another place, with all thy strength. If we go for God like that, God is willing and wanting to show us areas in our lives in power in this gospel that you and I have never experienced. But as a people, you and I, we hinder ourselves many times because we get to a place and God begin to bless us and you and I begin to come up to a place and then we begin to use our own ability to think the way things ought to go, where I should stop, and how far I should go with it.
Yes.
And when we get there, we get too smart.
Yes. Oh.
We get too smart?
Yes.
You remember when Saul, when the Lord came before the Lord, he said, when you was as a child. Could use you when you was as a child. But when we grow up is when the problem comes.
Big in his own eyes.
All right. Yeah. That's where the problem comes, when we begin to grow up. I don't see it just like you see it, preacher. I think the way you telling me, I don't know if I want to do all of that. I've been reading the scriptures too. And I don't believe that scripture means what you say. You ever had that happen to you? Oh, yes. I had someone read the scripture back to me and said, I don't believe it. And I closed my Bible. I said, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't have time to fool around.
That's right.
And I don't have time to argue. I don't believe the scriptures don't need to be argued like that. I don't believe I have to argue with you about the Word of God and hear the Word of God set before it. I tell you, like Paul said in one place, I pray that the Lord give you understanding. And I'm not saying that I got all the understanding. No. It's a lot I need to learn about the things of God. But I know one thing. I know this. I know what it's taking out of my life to please God. And I know what it's going to take out the next individual.
Yes.
It's going to take us putting all our all on your heart. You're talking about somebody wanting to be sanctified? I'll tell you a good way to get it. Put your all on your heart. I remember when I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm giving you my all. I don't know what it all is. I don't know what all it entails, but I tell you what, Lord, as you reveal it to me, it's yours. As you reveal it to me, it's yours. Few. That I may know him. Do you know him, Jesus? How well do we know God? How well do I know God? This is a personal thing now. I'm asking God. How well do I know God? Oh, heavens. Who's the Father?
Amen.
How well do I know Him? And you know something else about God? I remember one time we was praying, had one young man in the service who had a seizure. And we was all praying and seemed like everybody got emotional and got to praying and hollering. And then Brother Herschel looked at me and me and him began to talk.
I said, wait a minute. We don't have to holler at God. We don't have to get here and go to hollering at God. Oh, God, you got to come now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are we talking to? We talk to our children. Come here, boy, right now. We don't have to deal with God like that. God sees us when before we even ask. And the Lord helped me to know we can calmly come to God. He knows what we want before, and don't get all upset, not the boxes, my wife says. If you trust in God, you can just have faith in Him that God's going to do what He said He's going to do. And if you don't do it, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's all. Yeah.
Some too many of us ain't ready to die yet. Well, no, brother, I want to stay around a while. I understand.
Yeah.
But when I say you're not ready to die yet, when it comes down to, Lord, I give my all to you. I want to die out to you.
Yes, amen.
And everything that would hinder me.
Yes.
My prayer is constantly, Lord, don't ever stop dealing with my soul.
Amen.
Please, Lord.
Amen.
And I challenge you, when I'm praying, I get out and call the Lord. I said, Lord, if I've done something that you wasn't pleased with today, show me now, Lord. Will you show me?
Right.
While I'm praying, right here, just show me. Be careful now.
Yeah.
Lord, I was flashing things up before us. And we said, that ain't me. Well, who is it? Looks just like it.
Yeah.
The spitting image of it. Then you're saying it's not me.
Never.
Few there be that find it. Read on now, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. There's another part to this.
And the fellowship of his suffering.
What you said? And to fellowship his suffering. Now, they get right down where we need it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord, just give me a little headache. That's about all I can bear.
Yeah.
Don't want that too long.
That's
so. Lord, I can serve you better just with these little small things. I don't need it. Amazing. You know it's getting so, and I desire your prayers. All the going and doing, I've been asking the Lord to touch and heal my eyes, is getting so now, when I try to read the scriptures, it's getting pretty hard.
Yes.
Get pretty hard to see the letters. But you know what? I'm trying to hide everything down in my heart.
Yes.
But I can't.
Yeah.
It used to be when I called on somebody to read, maybe some words you couldn't pronounce, and I need your help. But now it's a little bit different. When I call on you to read now, you're really helping me now.
Yes.
Well, been battling that for a while. Got a growth on one of my eyes. That's been there for quite a while. But I'm trying to run all I can while I can.
Yes.
So if I can't see how to run, somebody can carry me. And I still can tell you the truth. Oh, I love this way. This way is beautiful to me. I've never in my entire life have ran into something that I love like I love this.
Amen.
This is precious to me. Very precious. Oh, listen, folks. Few people. He said that I may know him. The power of his resurrection. To fellowship his suffer. to be made conformable unto his death. Pretty close, isn't it? Read on.
If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already attained.
Not as though as I have already attained.
Neither were already perfect. Neither were
already perfect, but I
follow after.
Follow after.
That I may apprehend that.
Notice now what he's saying. I follow after. It's going to mean something to follow hard after the Lord. Few that be that find it. I want to say again to us, in closing, I got a concern for the people of God. I've seen in the past couple of years, I've seen a lot fall by the wayside. I've seen a lot that quit. And no doubt we're going to see some more. And I've been asking the Lord, Lord, what's the reason? What's the reason? He said, few. Few that be that find it, because a few that set their hearts out to go all the way.
Yes.
Young people, this world has a lot to offer you.
Yes.
But heaven has more.
Yes.
I won't tell you that this world won't have a lot to offer you.
Yes.
But heaven has more.
Yes.
And if you and I, and I'm noticing, how many preachers you see now? You don't see very many.
Yes,
what's happening? Seems like to me, when all the young folks that sing, I'm saved and live for God, how many sold out? How many preachers you see springing up now? Not very many. If you get one out of a congregation in a period of 5 years, you've done good.
That's true.
That's quite a number, isn't it? If you put all that together with the congregation across the country, if you got 10, in the last 4 years, if you got 10 new preachers that God has groomed out, we're doing great. Now, I'm not talking about somebody say I'm preaching. I'm talking about call ministry.
Yeah.
But you know what it's going to take for that? It's going to take you and I giving our all, getting right down to where God lives. Few people that be defined this way.
Yes.
Oh, I desire your prayers. My desire is to try to strengthen those things which remain. Notice in the scriptures, and it said, strengthen those that remain, that are ready to die. In other words, it helped me to see in that that there were some that was on the verge of just going on and giving up.
Yeah.
But he said, quickly, strengthen those which remain. See? And our desire, and our desire in God is to strengthen those that really want to try to go for God, really want to live, that you and I, to go all the way with God, we got to start and get it solid down in our heart. Lord, I just don't want to be a member of the congregation.
Yes.
I want to be a saint of God. I want to be one that when it's time to pray, you know, the pastor might look up and say, brother, you got faith, and would you please go with us to pray?
Yes.
I want to be one that'll be able to cut the lawn.
Yes.
Huh? Oh, there, a lot of them give you that job, won't they? Cut the grass, they give you that quick. But I want to be one that can help.
Yes.
In every way.
Yes.
Those are the ones that God can raise up. The able men of God. Those that take those little bitty details. Cut the lawn. Clean the restroom. See, those are them the small details. They're great, but they sound small. Let somebody else clean the bathroom today. Do you know if this bathroom get out of operating around here? You know we'd be in trouble, Anderson County? The line's all blocked up and you can't go to the bathroom. Don't you know you can't sit up here comfortable? So it means something for to keep everything going. If the cooks close up and said, we ain't cooking no more today. We all go back home and say, I went to the cafe and the friend know they quit feeding you. See? Every operation in a meeting working together cause a success in a meeting. And it's going to take those little bitty details, those little bitty carefully followed through instructions to bring you to the place where the Lord can bless you. You pray for me.